We pointed out the last thing we discussed, I think, was the Trumas Hadeshen, in terms of when we have a Hargosha without a Re'iyah, right? And then we gave them, yeah, okay. What we haven't discussed yet in Hargosha is simply what exactly is considered to be a meaningful Hargosha that would turn a woman into a Nida Midoraisa, that would be considered to be Bibisara. So you saw the Pisrei Tshuva in the beginning of Siman Kuf Pei Gimel points out Da de Shlosha Mine Hargoshos Yesh Le'inyan Shetehe Temeya Mida Oraisa. We'll take these not in the order of the Pisrei Tshuva, but rather first we'll deal with that which is brought in the Shulchan Aruch itself. In the Shulchan Aruch itself, back in Siman Kuf Tzadi, where the beginning of Siman Kuf Tzadi, where the Mechaber quotes the Trumas Hadeshen, L'chora gives a Hagdara of Hargasha. He says, V'im hirgisha shenifta'ch mikora lahotzi dam, datatam, you know, that would be a situation of a Hargasha without necessarily a Re'iyah. Hirgisha shenifta'ch mikora lahotzi dam. And the Mechaber brings this also in Siman Kuf Pei Chet, at the beginning, when he's talking about Maros Dam, so he points out, Afilu hirgisha sheniftach mekora ubatka miyad umatza maros halalu tahora. Namely, again, in the context of the Trumas Hadeshen, the Mechaber calls the Trumas Hadeshen twice, and this with the same lashon, Afilu hirgisha sheniftach mekora. Exactly what does that mean, hirgisha sheniftach mikora? It's hard to define because most women don't have such a hargasha, and most of us are not women. And so, but we do know that there is such a hargasha of niftach, namely that when even a man, when he were to, if he were to go to the bathroom for mev for ktanim, so there is a certain point where he feels that a muscle is sort of released and would allow for a flow. Niftach mekora, by a man would be that the sphincter, the muscle which is holding the urine within the urethra, that muscle is sort of released, and one feels a sensation of release even before one feels one would feel a flow. So hu hadin yitachein, that so of course if we know that the world of nida is hormonal bleeding, and the hormones give a message to the lining of the uterus to fall apart and begin to flow out. Yitachen, that those same hormones, we pointed out that the tzavar harechem is a muscle, a tight muscle, that's what holds the head of the baby. In achinami, it's always open a little bit. There's always an opening to the rechem, but yitachen, that when the woman is about to have her menstrual cycle, then that muscle also, the hormones give it a sign to loosen up a little bit, and the woman can feel that sensation, and then we assume that the dam is beginning to come out, that you would have a hargasha that would be linked to an internal flow of blood. Where did the Trumas Hadeshen get this from? Like, was there some masoret in Ashkenaz that this is the flow? Si yitachein that he got it from Rashi and Tosfos, that on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph in Nida, there the Gemara deals with the Machlokas in the first Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, in terms of Tuma V'Tahara, whether a woman is Tamei Lumafreya or only from Mish'as Riyasa. So the Gemara in Daf Gimel Aleph wants to explain the Shita of Shammai. Hainu taima de shamai hoel v'isha margeshet ba'atzma. That there's no reason to go l'mafreya and say a woman is tmeya from her last bedika v'chule v'chule. When a woman is tmeya, she feels it. There's a hargasha. And Rashi over there explains, what does that mean that there is a hargasha? Sorry. Rashi says margeshes. So first he brings alaz. Klomar yodas ba'atzma kishe yotze dam mimena. That she has that awareness of a yitzias dam. And Tosus over there points out, perish kishe ne'kar dam min hamakar. That's the margeshes ba'atzma. So yitachen, that all the Trumas Hadeshen was doing was simply writing down that which had been the masores of Ashkenaz. We find a similar shita to the Trumas Hadeshen also in Rashi on Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis, the sugi that we saw of Shmuel. Bibisara, Achitargish Bibisara, that over there the Gemara brought all sorts of rayos that lechora we don't find the hargasha and b'chol that the woman is tmeya, and the Gemara says no, that maybe there was something that overrode her hashgacha, hargasha. What would override the hargasha? It could be that she was doing a bedika, could be that was a shas tashmish. In other words, that could be meraglayim. And so Rashi uses over there the language that the argisha b'shas bedika lahachi tahar the emor hargasha sa'ed havai shetzi arta bedika sa'ed. That Rashi uses the concept that there's a certain tsar. Tsar doesn't necessarily mean pain. Tsar can mean a certain uncomfortable feeling. Namely, that the common denominator between Rashi and the Trumas Hadeshen is that we have a local feeling. We have a feeling in the makar of either a sensation of opening or some local uncomfortableness. That is the first form of hargasha, which is mentioned over here in the Mechaber. The second form of hargasha is actually brought in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Tes Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Halacha Aleph, brings us the rule that in order for a woman to be a Nida Mida Raisa, she requires Hargasha. But over there, he doesn't define what the Hargasha is. Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, Ein Isha Mistamis Minatora Benido Beziva Ad Shetargish V'tira Dam V'yetzi B'Besara. That we require the Hargasha. But the Rambam in Perek Dalid, Halacha Yudzayin, over there the Rambam, Tov Derech Agav, points out that Perek Hei Halacha Yudzayin. Okay, not Dalet Tetzah. Perek Hei Halacha Yudzayin, the Rambam is dealing with a woman who is Motzia Meiraglayim, and he says that because of that she is Tahora. Afilu Hirgish Gufa V'nizda Aza'a Einachol Sheshet Shehargashas Meiraglayim Hi She'ein Meiraglayim Minacheder V'chulei, etc. Namely, that we point out that the hargasha can be covered over by a parallel hargasha that would come from another source. But the hargasha the Rambam speaks about is hirgish gufa afilu targish gufa v'nizda aza'a. That we're not talking about a local hargasha of niftach mekora or of tsar that would be local, but rather in terms of gufa, that she has a shiver that runs through her entire body. That's the hargasha that we're speaking about over here. Where do we find that would be a definition of a hargasha? So one, to the best of my knowledge, there are one of two sources, either the Mishnah on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, which deals with the Zav, and points out that if the Zav is eating, Haya Ochel Truma, the Hirgish Shenizda'azu'u Eivarav, then at that point, we can assume that he is having an emission as well. So we have the concept, I'm well aware that we're dealing with a male as opposed to a female, but the phrase Nizda'azu'u Eivarav is brought there as well. And then we're all aware of the Agadata, which is brought in down the line in Nida on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph Vatischalchal Esther Hamalka, that Pirsa Nida Vatischalchal also would be the form of Nizda'aza Gufa, that she had a shiver, she had a tremor, she was in a situation of trauma, and that her entire body reacted, and that would be the hargosha that we're speaking about over here. Yes?
Your Honor, I'm saying that's the minimal requirement for hargosha, or are you saying that even if you have that much, it's still not going to override
The Rambam, as you pointed out, in the context that he's writing over there, is speaking about the fact that this will be a false hargasha because of the meiraglayim. Mashma, that had there been no meiraglayim, and she would have had such a hargasha, then it would have been a true hargasha.
Well, for sure this would be a true hargasha, but I'm saying this is not necessarily the minimal threshold.
Not necessarily. This is the only symptom that the Rambam describes. We find no other symptom. And therefore, the Chavas Das, in the beginning of Siman Kuf Tzadi and Siman Kuf Pezayin, says that these are two parallel hargashot. The Rambam is not coming to exclude other hargashot, nor does the Trumas Hadeshin necessarily come in to exclude other hargashot. They're pointing out that you can have a local hargasha, or you can have a global hargasha. They are both turn the woman into a nida, mida oraisa. The problem is that we also have a third hargasha, which is not brought down in the Rishonim, nor in the Shulchan Aruch, but which is raised by the Noda Yehuda. We'll use, in other words, that's the source which is quoted over here by the Pisrei Tshuva. Hashlish is nimtza b'shelos tshuva sa'achronim shemargeshes shedovar lach zav mimena bifnim. We're not talking over here about a woman who would feel wet externally. All of a sudden she feels her underwear is wet. She feels there's a certain dampness on her thighs. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a woman who would feel internally that there is something flowing inside of her, that there's a flow inside of her. And this hargasha would be meaningful on a d'oraisa plane. The Chavas Das in the beginning of Siman Kuf Tzadi points out that how could possibly we call that a hargasha? If we're speaking about Zavi Mena Bifnim, and one looks in the Noda Yehuda himself, and he speaks about the Tocha Prozdor, that's already too late. Namely, the hargasha, it should be when the woman becomes a nida. She becomes a nida when the blood leaves the makor and goes by the Bein HaShinayim. But again, this could simply be Noda Yehuda l'shitaso. We pointed out, according to Noda Yehuda, the Bein HaShinayim is in the middle of the prozdor. So it could very well be that l'shitato, he is dealing with this as a hargasha. But what the Chasam Sofer raises is that you need a makor. You need some sort of a source for hargasha. You just can't make up a hargasha that would turn a woman into a nidav d'oraisa. That's a tremendous chumrah. That one has no right, in other words, to create such a hargasha, yesh me'ayin. The Badei HaShulchan al Atar in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel points out Pumfakert, that this is a svara. And namely, the Noda Yehuda is pointing out that this makes sense, that this should be the hargasha. The other hargashas you could speak about, maybe you need a Kabbalah, Lamoshe Misinai, that Nizdaza Gufa is a hargasha. That Niftach Mekora, that she has this sensation, this Akitza of Niftach Mekora, that's a hargasha. But Zivas Davar Lach, that is the nature of Nidus that we have over here at Davar Lach. Yitzachem that this all goes back to our chakira as to what is the function of the hargasha. If we had a question, is the hargasha gzeres hakasuv or is it a birur? If it's gzeres hakasuv, then it's clearly we need some sort of a source. And that we're assuming that the Trumas Hadeshen was somech on Rashi and Tosos, and Rashi and Tosos had some sort of a Kabbalah, that this is the concept of hargasha, that the Rambam was somech on something that he saw in the Gemara, a Kabbalah v'chulei, and a svara is not going to help us when we need a gzeres hakasuv. But if the whole din of hargasha is a birur, to know where the dam is coming from, that this is dam in hamakar and not dam makar, So a svara, that's the ilchora, that certainly would be a meaningful birur. So it's achen that this comes back to our chakira, what is the nature of a hargasha? Yes, I'm sorry.
Did they have a problem with the person sofer that they didn't like his svara because they said it didn't come from the makor and she's feeling it afterwards, or because they said there's no room for a svara, you just need a...
But again, the chavas da'as didn't like the details of the svara because he felt that to feel in the prosdor is too late. The chasam sofer didn't like the fact that a person that a talmud chacham would be coming with a svara when we need a gzeras hakasef, when we need a masoret, when we need something which to make someone a nida midorais as opposed to a nida drabanan is tremendous chumrah. And to do that al pi svara, the chasam sofer felt would be improper. Yes.
So from last year we saw that we paskin that since there is a kasef and not a svara, then we lachar should not hold this.
So lehalacha, beemet lehalacha, we find a tremendous machlokas achronim as to whether one can accept the svara of the noda b'Yehuda. The Aruch HaShulchan rejects it. Rav Avadia rejects it. However, we find Rav Moshe accepting it in a very, very unusual situation. The Aruch HaShulchan is in Sifkot and Samach Gimel. He says we need the masoros of the Rishonim, and you can't go beyond that masoros of the Rishonim, who are din Rav Avadia, basically following in the footsteps of the Chasam Sofer. Well, as I pointed out, Rav Moshe does accept it. What's the case Rav Moshe accepts it? When we have a situation Rav Moshe says two things. The tshuva of Rav Moshe is found in the back of Shimon Eider's book on Hilchos Nida. There's a list of tshuvas that Shimon Eider asked Rav Moshe. So firstly, he felt that a svara has there's room for a svara. If you want to, even in terms of the Kiryas HaKosov, Iboy Seima Svara, Iboy Seima Kra, namely that even a svara can be viewed as a doraisa. But he said the fact that it's mentioned, the woman feels it in the prosdor. In other words, women aren't into biochemistry or into anatomy to know exactly where they're feeling things. In other words, whether the whole area is 7.5 centimeters, that the woman will say, I feel it in my prosdor, as opposed to in the tzavar harechem, as opposed to in the rechem. In other words, when the woman feels davar zav lach betocha, that's as long as she feels it bifnim, that's considered to be the world of the Noda B'Yehuda, and it certainly has meaning. But Rav Moshe deals with it in the world of the Trumas HaDeshen. We pointed out that we have the Svar Trumas HaDeshen, that if a woman has a Hargasha and no Re'iyah, that she's Tmeya Mida Oraisa. Which Hargasha would make a woman Tmeya Mida Oraisa without a Re'iyah? Namely, that when we take it to the extreme. So the Chachmas Adam says, only the Hargasha of the Trumas HaDeshen can be used to apply the din of the Trumas HaDeshen. Namely, only that Hargasha of feeling that opening, feeling that sensation, that a muscle loosened, only that the Trumas HaDeshen himself said, that we're going to be machmir, like the Trumas HaDeshen, to view this woman as a nida midaraisa, even if there is no ri'iyah. The Chasam Sofer is quoted in the Pisrei Tshuva in Siman Kuftzadi, Sivkatan Vav, that even according to the Noda B'Yehuda, he wouldn't go as far as saying that his svara would turn a woman into a nida without a re'iyah. Even according to the Noda B'Yehuda, you need either the hargasha of the Trumas HaDeshen or the hargasha of the Rambam. You need a hargasha of a rishon, that in order to view the, when you have a hargasha as the only factor, not as one of two factors, but as the only factor to turn a woman into a nida midaraisa, there, the Chasam Sofer says, even the Noda Yehuda himself would have agreed that his Hargasha alone would not turn a woman into a Nid Midaraisa. You need either the Hargasha of the Trumas HaDeshen, which the Chachmas Adam says is the only Hargasha, or, says the Chasam Sofer, or the Hargasha of the Rambam. However, Rav Moshe says, no. Once we paskin like Noda B'Yehuda, any of these hargashot would turn a woman into a nida midoraisa, whether it's a hargasha that has a makor in the Gemara, a hargasha that has a makor in the Rishonim, a hargasha which is a hamtza'a of the Achronim. Any of these would, in other words, the moment that we're choshesh for the Trumas Hadeshen, that a hargasha on its own would make a woman a nida, it doesn't have to accompany dam nidus, any of these hargashas would be enough. So we see that Rav Moshe took the hargasha of the Nod of Yehuda very, 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 very seriously. Our problem is that women nowadays don't feel A and don't feel B and don't feel C. It doesn't necessarily mean that nishtana hateva. It could be that the woman is still the same woman of the 18th century or the 12th century, v'chule, but simply society, we pointed out, puts a woman under much more pressure of multitasking, and therefore she's not sensitive to these hargashas. Like many things have changed in terms of our lifestyle, and that would change our hargashas as well. Why did the Nod of Yehuda bring about his svara of being margish davar lach? Because already from the time of the Rishonim to the time of Nod of Yehuda, the people, you know, the women no longer felt the zazua haguf. They no longer felt the opening of the makor. So that doesn't mean l'chora that nowadays we don't have a nida mida oraisa. But rather, yes.
I said
the Rav Moshe. I'm sorry, maybe it wasn't clear enough. I said Rav Moshe paskind like the Nod of Yehuda. Even l'chumra, even in a situation where there is no re'iyah, only a hargasha, he felt the hargasha of the Yehuda would turn a woman into a nida. So nowadays, what do women feel? They generally don't feel anything internally, only when they see the blood externally. They would feel the blood externally. Again, that they would feel something damp. It could either be their clothing that's samud to their guf is damp, or that there would be a dampness in other words, externally, that they would feel. Does that mean that that's what defines now a hargasha? So Rav Yashiv has a very, very fascinating understanding over here that we're misunderstanding the Gemara. When Shmuel says on daf nun zayin amud beis bibisara ad shetargish bibisara, what targish over there doesn't necessarily mean hargasha A or B or C to be mama'et a re'iyah that doesn't have a hargasha. What it means is when a woman sees kedarka, when a woman sees her menstrual flow in the manner in which it usually flows. In the time of Chazal, they were used to seeing with a hargasha. That would be the norm, either the hargasha of the Rambam or the hargasha of the Trumas Hadeshen, or perhaps there was a third hargasha. They would be used to seeing with a hargasha. So if a woman saw without a hargasha, that would not be the norm. Nowadays, women see kedarka without a hargasha. What does kedarka mean? Kedarka is generally in terms of the quantity of the flow, in terms of the intensity of the flow. A woman would tell her husband, "I don't know what's wrong. This is not the way I usually have a cycle. This is not the way I usually see blood." That's what, that's according to Rav Yashiv. That's the distinction between what the Gemara calls with a hargasha and without a hargasha. So nowadays, as long as a woman sees in that in a manner that she would normally see, we consider her to be already a nida mida oraisa. If she didn't sense that this is kedarka, that would be a reason to say that she could be tahora. In other words, if you move over into the world of nida midrabanan, depends on where the ketem is found, how large it is, v'chule, whether we can be tola in some other source, etc. I'm not aware that this statement of Rabbi Yashiv is brought in his Kovetz Tshuvos. However, he has a Talmud, an American dafka, named Rav David Morgenstern, who's currently the Rav in Ramat Shlomo, and he was a Talmud Muvhak of Rav Yashiv, and he gave shiurim in the weeks of Shovavim in Ramat Shlomo, and they were published. And he says this in the name of Rav Yashiv. He never said anything in the name of Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv didn't say. So this is the makor for that which we would consider to be, I think, that which we can live with, namely that a normal menstrual flow would turn a woman into a nida mida oraisa, and a woman doesn't necessarily have to meditate on her body. She doesn't necessarily have to try and feel did she have this hargasha or that hargasha, etc. But rather that which she would view as something that would be her kedarka. That's the modern day equivalent of Ri'iya Bahargasha. Yes?
How does that work with Markolis if Hargasha is Xeris Hato or a confirmation?
It's a very proper question that you're asking. It really doesn't work with that. And namely that when the woman would see with a Hargasha, then you can ask whether this hargasha is the siba, is the siman, etc. But nowadays that women don't see with the hargasha, but we are simply redefining hargasha in modern times, that there should be a world of nida mida oraisa and a world of nida mida rabbanan, then you're correct that hakira only applied in a situation where there would be a hargasha. Now we would simply substitute that the woman's norm would be the, you know, it's that would be the birur that this is a world of nida mida raisa. You're correct. Okay. So that then is what we have over here in terms of the world of hargasha. What we haven't yet seen in Siman Kuf Pe Gimel is the concept of bein ba'ones bein baratzon. So I gave you the Mara Makomos. Mirtz Hashem, we will deal with that on Yom, a week from today, and then Mirtz Hashem for the foul. Are you still in those marmakos? Do you need more marmakos? You still okay? So we'll leave it then that you'll look at those marmakos for this coming Monday, and then we'll deal with the world of Maros Dam. It does mention Isha Shiatsa Dami Makora, so that will be the topic that will follow on the. On the Thursday, the last day of this month, Yitzhak Shem. Okay, Bahatzlacha Rabbah.